Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody, and we are here. Ava's here.
I'm here.
Don, you're here.
I'm here.
We are all here today. Tons of good stories coming up today. A very well-known, prominent bass fisherman announces he's going to be retiring after this year. And a big announcement about what's going on in Mille Lacs this summer. Okay. Stay tuned. Big stuff coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Lovely. Lovely. Lots of stuff going on in the outdoors right now.
Yeah.
And big time with a local person that we've spent time talking to. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Jesse Diggins.
I had driven into Wisconsin here yesterday, and I noticed the boat trailers lined up. Boy, they're hitting the water right now.
What Don is talking about is the river in Red Wing gets, shall we say, some traffic as soon as the weather hits maybe a 35-degree day.
Yep.
And they all line up at any ramp that's going to allow access. And there's only two of them that really, so there's a back channel that you can get to that doesn't have any salt that you can put down on the ramp. So it gets to be a guided ride when you launch your boat, because not everybody waits by the ramp when you pull your boat out and then let it drain and then drive it out. People don't even think about that. They'll drive it all the way out. So when you're going in the morning, the previous night, there's nobody that salted that ramp. She just kind of goes in, because when it's hit the ramp and the basically where the water is, then you can grip and stop.
Right. There were a lot of rigs though. They must be up there.
Well, they're there all winter. The thing is trying to fish in the winter just doesn't work as well.
No,
I mean, when it's 19 below zero, your guides freeze up.
This particular time of year, we're in the 35, I think 39, maybe for a high. But as long as it isn't freezing that year, when you're back in your boat in, you just don't keep going.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, I've seen it.
That would make me really sad.
In the Rainy River.
Oh, okay.
Well, so if anybody's fished the Rainy River, I think you know what I'm talking about. But what happens in spring, there's so many people that launch their boats and pull their boats out, there gets to be an ice shelf. So at the water's edge, it just keeps building up and building up and building up and building up. So sometimes you'll have 8 to 10 inches of a ledge that goes down right to the bare concrete ramp right at the water. And you got to go over the top of that.
Right.
But you don't let your truck go over the top of that. You also don't want to literally charge the boat to get it out of the ramp. And I happened to watch a gentleman that decided to do that. He meanwhile took a dual axle trailer, and the front axle, if you know, they're both parallel when they're normally positioned, they were no longer parallel. It pulled one axle, slid the mounting bracket off of the trailer.
Sure.
Not off of it, but slid it down the trailer diagonally into the other tire.
Oh, wow.
And now he's stuck in the ramp. Yeah. Because it's jammed and he can't move it.
Yeah, I was at a ramp one time. We were going to actually do a tournament. This was in February, and I think I've told this story before, where the gentleman backed in, forgot to take the straps off the back of his boat, and then he pulls his boat out. Now the trailer's wet, the boat's wet, and takes the straps off and puts the boat in, and the trailer froze to the boat, which pulled the back end of the boat down. So now the boat fills up full of water. He pulls it out, and it wasn't long, and he had ice in the boat, and he just called it a day, pulled the plug, and he just went down the road.
We had that at Spring Valley. That's one of the early tournaments. That's actually coming up, I believe. And this Spring Valley annual tournament, big tournament, used to have 250, 300 people. And, of course, it's that marginal time of year. You get flooding where you end up having LP tanks floating down the river if it's, you know, big-time water. And our boat froze, and many guys' boats froze, so you couldn't get it off the trailer. So you had to unstrap it in the back and then drive over a bunch of curbs.
Oh, jeez.
So
that's good for the equipment.
Well, that's the only way you get the boat off the trailer.
How about if you pulled it inside a car wash or something?
It wouldn't it
there's you froze by the time you got back to the lake.
Wouldn't matter. Yeah. You just had to break it free.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. But yeah, just took a couple jumps. No big deal.
It's
no
kind of like ice fishing. I just don't hate them that bad.
I don't either. Speaking of don't hating Jessie Diggins big time.
She's had a pretty successful run here the last few weeks.
She has done tremendously well.
Maybe a little background on Jessie.
Yeah, Jessie's on the cross country ski team, U.S. cross country ski team. She's had so many firsts in sprint. She did gold. A dramatic Olympic win.
First U.S.
Yep.
Olympian to ever win a medal, let alone a gold medal.
Yep. So amazing feats of what she has done, and she won this year's Tour de Ski. Some of these people that have entered the races, it's odd when they get done with these races, they're so deprived of oxygen. One of them in that race had to be pulled off the course in an ambulance, even though she won the event.
They just collapse.
They collapse and they're done. And it was funny because Jessie Diggins mastered the art of staying present through the pain. And in the individual race this last Tuesday, even though she was literally laying on the ground right afterwards, she said, "No, I'm getting up. I'm going to be at that podium, whether it come heck or high water, I'll be there."
Yeah.
So just amazing, amazing things. And
yeah, well, she won the, what, yeah,
10 kilometer
sprint.
Yep.
Yep. Individual.
Yep.
And I believe she won a bronze in a team event.
She did.
Earlier in the week.
Yep. One of the funny things is she got to, she was laying in the snow, got to her feet, made it way to the leader's chair. So as soon as you're a leader, you go sit in the chair and you wait for everybody else to come by.
Oh.
And see if you're going to win. So she got to watch like four or five people ski through the finish line, and she still stayed in the winner's chair.
Okay.
So I've done that before when the tournament side of it, where they try to knock you off.
Yep.
Well, pretty amazing. One of the cool things about this, and if you ever had a chance to watch an event, she's really talking about the culture that's changed within the U.S. ski team that's really driving the success that's never happened before. And I think any situation where you have that kind of success, it's cool.
If you ever get a chance, follow Jessie on Facebook.
Yep.
And her photos that she posts on there, it'll make you smile. Yep. She's always got the biggest smile on her face.
It's awesome. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit of what is up for Mille Lacs this summer. Hang tight.